a week ago Friday, I was in Asheville, and I went and laid down at 3 o'clock, and I no sooner laid down than I was in a what I call a trance. And I was waiting on a road, and 12 men were coming towards me. And I could see that they were angels, but one was in front of the others. And the one that was in front come up to me and said, "My name is Breakthrough." And I noticed that the clothing on all of these angels was just like what you were. None of them wore the same clothing. And this angel said, "I'm going to move among the common people. They're not going to be observers anymore. I want them to be participators." It's sort of what Rick was saying here. And I'm going to begin to break through as I have in other places. And he began to tell me his history. He didn't tell me his violent history, but he told me what he had done over in Nigeria with a man by the name of Vincent Idahosa and another man. He spoke to him and said, "If you will do what I tell you to, we will bring many into the kingdom." And so what this angel did, he went before Vincent into the towns. He didn't tell me this. I mean, some others have told me this. He went before Vincent and took out the witchcraft and the politicians that was against Christ. I mean, he took them out. And then when Vincent come in, the whole town would come to the Lord. And this angel was telling me about, I use tools like Vincent. And the last tool I used over there was Reinhard Bucky. And they were over 1 million people in the conference. And he said, "I've now come to America. And you don't have any buildings that's going to hold them. For it's America's time for breakthrough." And he told me to study breakthrough in Scripture. And he told me about Judas twins. And this is a warning to the church. Judah had twins, which is praise. And you'll find, if you study breakthrough in Scripture, you find out most of the breakthroughs come through praise. So I think we've been too shallow in praise and not responding to it the proper way that we should. But in Judah's twins, one of them was named Zareph and the other was named Perez. Zareph stuck forth his finger and he put a scarlet thread around it. Now these are the leadership that's been called. But he drew back. And Perez broke forth before his brother. Now these that are going to draw back, they've been in ministry, they're going to get the biggest disappointment in their lives if they don't press through. Because others are going to absolutely press through and come into this high praise. That's what breakthrough is. Then he told me that he was the wind with in 1 Chronicles 14. I was the wind in the trees that David was told to wait for. And this was not mulberry trees. Scripture says mulberry trees. It means balsam trees or balm. And what he was saying, get ready for some of the greatest balm of Gilead you've ever seen. Get ready for healings on a level you've never seen before. I'm going to do it. It was just common people. Every one of these angels, I couldn't pick out in the crowd. They didn't draw attention to themselves. So get ready to begin to have this angel activity move on you when you get up. And he said, now. He said, I've been here for a couple of years. I found out that he actually came here with another man 2 years ago. And I've been preparing the church for 2 years. But now I'm going to make it known. And he pointed his hand like this. And he said to people, three things. Move, move, move. You know, when you sit down, you don't stir the air. If you get up and you're dancing and whirling, you know what you do to the air? You stir it. And his angels are like winds. And he says, before they get up, I'm going to stir them. And it's going to be this angel presence. I believe that he said, move, move, move three times. That is three cities that are ready. And when it does, it'll catch on in a big way. Last Monday, Aaron Evans called me. And a man's with him. He had an 8-year-old son that went up to heaven. And his 8-year-old son told him, I saw an angel up in heaven. And he told me that I would see him again and tell him his name. But he said, I've just talked to Bob Jones. And he said, this angel put a black stone in his hand. And this breakthrough angel said, tell him to get into Isaiah 54. It's about breakthrough. It's about enlarging a tent. And it's about your children will go throughout the world. Well, what he's doing here is preparing for the great harvest. And if you study Isaiah 54, then in Isaiah 11, there's a stone there. I forget what it's called. What? Antimony. Well, Keith and I, we studied that stone a few years ago. It's a black stone that is crushed. We call it leadership. For 2 years. And it's used as a base for the diamonds. That black stone, when it's put into jewelry, and you put the diamonds there, it really enhances them. And you're the diamonds. Our purpose, and the crushing we're going through, is so you can shine. So there's been a testing in leadership the last 2 years. To see who would permit the crushing and be willing to be that base, that foundation that is really going to begin to reveal the glory of God. It's now. Everything I saw, he didn't speak to me in parables. He spoke to me clear. He told me what he had done. He told me what he was going to do. And it's not in the future, it's now. And it's time that the body of Christ quits being observers and becomes a participator. Lord, we thank you for your encouragement, your word. Lord, I know this is a word for us. I know it's a word for now. And Lord, I pray for every single person here, man, woman, child, family. I ask for breakthrough anointing. Lord, I ask for the wind of the breakthrough. Lord, let us see your winds moving in those trees. Let us see that, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I ask you right now, for whatever is holding back, whatever major issues, whatever strongholds have set themselves up and exalted themselves against the knowledge of you, who you are, and who you've called us to be in you. Lord, I ask you for the breakthrough this week. I ask you for the breakthrough.
Yes.
Lord, I know if a breakthrough in one area, and there'll be victory all over in every other area. Lord, we ask for those breakthroughs. We ask for breakthrough in every family.
Yes.
Lord, you said you always lead us in your triumph. I ask you right now for victories.
Yes.
Victories where we come back with testimonies of triumphs, of breakthroughs,
yes,
of everything holding us back right now. Lord, I ask for it in this church. I ask for it in this city. I ask for it the church throughout the city, this region. Lord, you said you sent this angel to our nation at this time. We ask you for breakthroughs. And Lord, if there are to be breakthroughs in three cities, that encourage all the others to rise up and receive the same breakthrough, to enjoy that. Lord, create and release those breakthroughs right now in those three cities. Lord, we ask you right now to lead your people in triumph, in victory, in anything that is hindered, anything that has held us back right now. Lord, we ask you to reveal your victory. Lord, we ask for it now, to see the victory, to see the fruits of victory, to see the spoils. Lord, you said in your word, your law, you established a law that is as sure as the law of gravity.
the law of righteousness, and you said if a thief is caught, he's got to repay seven times. Lord, I ask you, every way in which the thief has stolen from any of your people right here in this room, they would have to repay seven times. Seven times that which was stolen. Seven times the time. Seven times the effort. Seven times the money, the resources. Anything that the thief has stolen, that he would repay. Show us that triumph. Show us that victory. Show us that breakthrough, Jesus, right now in your name. Amen. Reveal your glory in your people. The victory. Lord, the victory, not just today, but tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, where we always, at all times, all days of the week, in every place, walk in your victory, Lord. You feel the wind on that? Some of you are feeling the wind. Lord, blow in our lives. Stir us up. Lord, this is the day they say spring forward. I know some people started to and then fell back into bed. Lord, I ask you right, and these didn't. They sprung forward. Lord, we ask that right now. This would be the day when it is noted from this day forward, we went forward. We sprung forward. We never retreated again. We never backed up again. We went forward today. Spring forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.